Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the state's most influential healthcare executives is stepping down. Tufts Health Plan Chief Executive James Roosevelt Jr. is retiring at the end of the year after 10 years in that job. Roosevelt is also a member of the Democratic National Committee and plans to stay active in politics, and he joins us now this morning. Good morning, Jim, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, you've been at Tufts for 16 years, the last 10 as CEO, as we've said. You've seen it become the state's third largest health insurer with more than a million members. So why step down?
Well, there's a time when change is good and we want to keep moving forward. And we're in a situation right now where the board and I had discussed this over quite a period of time. And we felt that where we have had such good growth, where we have so much exciting expansion going on in Rhode Island and New Hampshire, and where we have just, again, gotten the highest quality ratings from our national accrediting agency for all of our plans, that this was a good time to have my number two, Tom Croswell, move on in and be able to build on that.
You mentioned change in your tenure. You've watched quite a bit of it in the healthcare field. Of course, there were the Massachusetts health coverage reforms of years ago and more recently the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. How have the challenges of operating a major health insurer changed over the years?
Well, we've seen a lot of change in providing health coverage in the Commonwealth. First under the rest of the country calls Romney Care 6 or 7 years ago, which got us very close to universal coverage here in Massachusetts. And then in the last few years under Obamacare, we're still adapting to some of the requirements, some of the costs that go with that, and still trying to keep the cost of premiums affordable for our members. But there's really great improvements in coverage all over the country and even here in Massachusetts.
Is cost containment the number one challenge for Tufts and other health insurers going forward?
Well, the real challenge is to make sure that everybody, whatever their situation, has access to the best quality health care that we can provide. And we're the only one of the large health insurers here in Massachusetts that offers coverage in the commercial market, and we're the largest plan in the Medicare Advantage market, and also in the subsidized and Medicaid markets. So the real challenge is trying to keep the premiums affordable at the same time that we cover everybody for their essential needs.
All right. Let me turn to politics, if I might, for a moment. We mentioned Democratic Party politics. You co-chair the Democratic National Committee Rules Committee and advise the state party, the Democrats in Massachusetts as well. You expect to continue those roles going forward?
Well, you're absolutely right that I do have this other side to my life besides being a more than full-time CEO in the challenging health insurance field. I am very committed to the Democratic Party and what its values are, what it stands for. The Rules Committee is in its busy season because it oversees the delegate selection process for the National Presidential Convention. And I do expect to be involved in that going on right up through 2016 and probably beyond.
Well, let me ask, as the grandson of FDR, how do you rate the Democrats' chances of retaining the White House in the presidential election next year?
Well, if you had a chance to look at the couple of Republican presidential debates and then look at the Democratic presidential debate on Tuesday night, I think the Democrats' chances are pretty strong, particularly because I think people do want to hear about the kind of issues that were debated by the five Democratic candidates, and I think they are committed to moving the country forward.
Tufts Health Plan CEO James Roosevelt Jr., who is retiring, thanks again.
Thank you, Bob.